This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to GOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. This is part four now of this message that's going to play here today and tomorrow, the lukewarm church in Laodicea. We've looked all week. We've looked for the last 7 weeks. How do you know if you're in such and such a church? How do you know if you're in a dead church, a loveless church, the faithful church, the compromising church? How do you know these things? This is what we're looking at here today and have been looking at for these last 7 weeks. If you want to hear these other messages, you can go to my website, wgodradio.com. There's a link on there that says here, prior broadcasts, and you can click on that, and then there's one more link to click on, and you'll find the last 5 years worth of programs uploaded on there, and you'll find all seven of these churches. This makes number seven now, this Laodicean church. Let's hear that. How can you tell you're in a lukewarm church? How do you know? How can you tell if you, my friend, are lukewarm? We're gonna cut right to the chase in today's broadcast.
Listen to this verse. I've quoted it many times in here. James 4:4 says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever," that's not to leave anybody out, "whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." So the lukewarm church does not have 2 feet in the world. It's got 1 foot in the world and the other in the kingdom. And this condition just makes the Lord sick to his stomach. Notice he can even handle it if you're cold. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Cold Christian? Sort of like worldly Christian? Isn't that an oxymoron? How can you be? You know, God's calling his church out of the world. It says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." The lukewarm worldly church is going through the motions, thinking they're okay. And that's the worst part of being deceived, is when you think you're okay, but you're not. Proverbs 14:12, it says, "There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death." When you think you're okay, but you're not. All right, question. What makes a person half-hearted? All right, riches. Let's throw that in then. Riches make people half-hearted and complacent. Listen to this verse, Proverbs 30:7. "Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord?" Catch the attitude in that answer. Who is the Lord? "Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." So riches certainly have the potential to make a person half-hearted. Money has the tendency to sap your devotion to God and to turn you into a worldly Christian. Again, another oxymoron. So much for God loving me no matter what I do, right? Have you ever heard that one? I guess I should ask the question, what do you want to be known by? I might be the enemy of God, but God loves me. Will that be your mantra? I might be the enemy of God, but God loves me. Is that what you want to be known by? Command those that are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let me say that again. Who gives to us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Okay, that's riches. We'll move on. Everyone made it through that alive and in one piece, right? I mean, it speaks for itself. I don't see anyone in this church with a problem. Everyone here realizes how fast you can lose everything you have, right? And you realize where it comes from, right? And you're grateful to God for what you have, right? And you love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let him use you to advance your kingdom. God, it's God's good pleasure to give you things. He gives me things. I'm grateful for it. But I know it's just as soon as, and as quick as I got it, is as quick as I can lose it. I don't ever want to be in a position where God could say, give this up. And I'd say, no. What's that old saying of just always hold on with your palms open, right, instead of closed? All right, verse 15. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Now, in verse 17, we see the self-deception. Begins with the word because. Because, you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. All right, stop for a minute. Remember what this city was known for. Banking center, ISAV manufacturing, and clothing. As we move on, remember those. Banking, ISAV, clothing. Banking, ISAV, and clothing. They think that they're rich, but Jesus says, you are poor, so much for your banking center. You're blind, so much for your ISAV, and you're naked. A lot of good those Calvin Kleins are doing you right about now. He's calling you naked. Verse 18 in his solution. I counsel you to buy from me gold. All right, the Son of God is selling gold. Who wants to buy some? I want some of his gold. Amen to that? I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you may be rich, white garments so that, see, notice again, he's playing on this. Banking, clothing, and ISAV. Listen to his answer. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you may be rich, white garments so that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with what? ISAV. So that you may see. Boy, talk about hidden the Laodiceans in the breadbasket. Ronda Rousey, sit down. I mean, actually, he just hit him right where it hurts. They're so full of pride with the things that they had, and he cut them down. He says, buy from me real gold. I'll give you white garments washed in blood, an eye salve to open your eyes so you can see your true spiritual condition. Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke, he says. Is that you? Are you feeling rebuked today by the Lord? Now remember, please, this is going on the radio. This is going on the podcast. Maybe you do feel rebuked by the Lord today from this. If you do, praise God. Aren't you just the blessed one in the house today? Because God loves you. Though I can't say I'm jealous, but I ought to be quiet because the day is still young. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Listen to this verse, Hebrews 12:8. It says, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye illegitimate and not sons. A swear word there in the King James. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, so that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are trained by it. So what's the remedy if you find your fallen victim to this spiritual condition? Well, he tells us, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. The Greek word zeleo means exactly what it sounds like. Be filled with zeal. Do what you do with a little gusto. What do you say, church? Amen to that? Do what you do with a little gusto. Don't go through the motions anymore. Be zealous. You know what I mean? Don't say, oh, well, here's your marriage license. Here's your marriage license, but I believe in Jesus. You see, this is the perfect definition of this. To have one foot in the world and one foot in your kingdom. Have a little zeal. Do what this woman did. Oh, well, here's your marriage license. Oh, well, the school board is instructing my child to write, there is no other God but Allah. Did you hear that? Don't go along with that. Don't, oh, well, the school knows best. My child can write, there's no other God but Allah. But I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. No, that's the condition that just makes him sick. Don't even call yourself a Christian. You're going to allow your child to write, there's no other God but Allah?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty. And through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe.